Hey, friends, it's Kimberly here with Specialty Care Management. Happy Friday, happy 4th of July weekend. I don't know about you, but I am really looking forward to knocking off those final things on my goal list for this week so I can spend a late afternoon in the pool. I'm really excited about that because I've worked really hard to clear my pool. If you haven't heard about my pool escapade, I'm happy to share. But anyway, in my master class today, so I work with a coach myself. I am a certified professional coach, and as my other coach friends will testify, we work with coaches. When you're wanting to develop as a human being and as a professional, you need help up in your game. So anyway, I'm in my master class today, and one of the concepts that we kicked around was this concept of doing hard things and embracing hard things and how that really helps us move into world class, right? How that helps us really develop and continue this, in my mind, development and growth. It's an eternal principle. I don't think it's something that we quit doing when we die, right? I think we continue to progress and to grow. Anyway, it got me thinking about what, and one of the exercises was to look back and think about what in our lives has contributed to our ability to desire to do hard things. What has shaped that? And it got me thinking about a few lessons that probably started with my dad. So my dad had a few sayings I loved. And I remember as a young girl, I must have was in nursing school. At that time, we lived outside of Dallas, Texas, in Garland. And my dad and his brother's big hill climber. So I grew up on a motorcycle and hill climbs and hot dogs and hill climbs. And my first motorcycle was a little three-wheeler. Now I was in nursery school, guys, so I was little. And I remember following my dad. We're out in the woods, and he had gone up this. Okay, so I was little. So naturally, this little ditch was big to me. It was huge and it was scary. And my dad went up it. He had a bull taco. So he went up it with his motorcycle. And here I'm a little three-wheeler. And of course, I thought this was this huge mountain. It was very difficult, very scary. And I remember my dad yelling at me, "You get your butt," he used a different word. "You get your butt up here," with great love and respect, I'm sure. But that was my dad. "You get your butt up here." And I did. I zoomed right up there. And then I looked back, and I, as a young little thing, I remember looking back and this feeling of accomplishment that I'd climbed this big mountain. And I think some of those early things, so especially for fathers and parents, helping your kids embrace hard things by not doing it for them, encouraging them to tackle hard things, I think it has a profound impact. I think it had a profound impact on shaping how I address challenges and how I actually seek them out. And I think that's kind of where it started. When I went off into boot camp, that was a challenge for me. And I remember my dad taught me an expression that I still rely on today when times are tough, and that is, "Pour it on. I can take it," right? That attitude says, whatever you got, ditch it to me because I'm going to get through it. Don't know how yet, but pour it on. I can take it. Got big shoulders. I can take any challenge you throw at me. And I think a few things play into that. I think having an eternal perspective. I believe that that a loving Heavenly Father makes all things for our greatest and highest good, even when it sucks. There's a refining fire to going through difficult things and challenges, and a humbling quality to that. And it can instill this desire to grow. And I had a great time in boot camp. It was difficult. I had a great time in the military. Did a lot of hard things, a lot of challenging things, scary things. I fought fires. I learned how to arrest people. I learned how to rescue people. I swam in the middle of an ocean. Of course, there was somebody on Shark Watch. So, yes, I did a lot of really cool things, and I sought after challenges. In my nursing career, I was able to embrace hard things and grow because of that. I walked beside people going through hard things. And that has definitely shaped my life. And here at Specialty Care Management, we really value doing hard things and helping our clients to navigate hard waters. The reward that comes after accomplishing something that's a challenge is delicious. Think about how you feel after a really tough workout. Don't you feel great? I had a really good workout today too. You feel great after a challenging workout. After you tackle some personal challenge, there's that sense of relief, right? I'm really looking forward to finishing a hard project today and spending time in the pool. That's gonna be my reward. What is it gonna be for you? Don't shirk hard things. Hard things are how we grow. That's where confidence comes from. We don't develop confidence and skill by doing the things that we've always done with great ease, right? We don't skate through life and feel some sense of brilliant accomplishment. It's not how it works. I believe in you a squillion percent. I encourage you to look for ways that you can embrace hard things, and not for the sake of hard things, but for the sake of personal and professional, spiritual, physical, emotional growth. That's what embracing hard things will do for you. It will help you grow and develop into the very best version of yourself over and over and over and over again. Make it a wonderful weekend. Bye, friends.